Last night I packed for a week-long trip, which reminds me to talk to you about my underwear. It's made from the most marvelous and amazing of synthetic fabrics that dries in just a few minutes after a wash. I have all sorts of clothes made from this material, which I use when traveling. This means I need to bring only a few days' worth of clothes because I can wash them quickly in the hotel. In fact, I once traveled to Paris for 2 weeks with only a small carry-on suitcase. Because I'm an engineer, I searched, of course, for the roots of this synthetic clothing revolution. The granddaddy of all synthetic fibers is nylon. The story begins in 1927. DuPont tried to hire eminent chemists, including the University of Illinois' Roger Adams. He, like all the others, turned DuPont down, but he suggested they hire his former student, Wallace Crothers. Crothers' specialty was assembling molecules into long strings called polymers, and this interested DuPont for very practical reasons. A polymer is the basis, for example, for plastics. You can think about a molecule as a brick, and the polymer like a wall built from that brick. But for Crothers, this practical stuff didn't matter. He just liked hooking together molecules. At DuPont, Crothers used his special techniques to set the world's record for the longest chain of molecules. Yet Crothers wanted more. He wanted the longest chain allowed by nature. So he asked his lab assistant to mix up a batch of chemicals and to let it cook for 12 days. Inside the brewing concoction, the molecules linked and linked and linked until they'd formed a hard, opaque white substance. Crothers' assistant heated a glass rod and touched the white mess. As he tried to remove it, a gossamer thread stuck to the rod. Like taffy, he pulled it out of the beaker. As he pulled the thread, it stretched an enormous amount and then snapped back. What a wonderful material, especially for making clothes. Crothers named the new material Fiber 66, but of course that wasn't exciting enough for the marketing team. They considered 400 names, including Dupera, short for DuPont pulls a rabbit out of a hat, and they rejected this, though, and tinkered with the name No Run, like a run in a stocking, until it became Nylon. The announcement of the discovery of nylon created waves in the press. A New York Times headline blared, "Chemists produce synthetic silk." Time magazine called it as lustrous as real silk. DuPont built on this PR by mounting an ingenious marketing campaign so nylon could replace silk in stockings. It made silk seem virtuous and nylon naughty, and very quickly nylon mania gripped the nation. A predecessor to my own quick-drying travel underwear mania.